Yes, this is case number 12,643. E. Nelson and Linda Justice seek a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage for a proposed garage studio apartment within an existing structure. This is sections 115.23, 115.25, and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Cypress Lane, approximately 0.23 miles north of Old Landing Road. The 911 address is 30478 Cypress Lane, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax parcel is District 232, Map 13, Parcel 63.01. Specifically, the applicants request a 360-square-foot variance from the 800-square-foot maximum for a garage studio apartment. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Staff note the property is in full compliance.
Is the applicant
and Mr. Phillips are also seeking a special use exception, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Linda P. Justice, 30478 Cypress Lane, Laurel, Delaware.
Sir, can you state your name and address for the record?
You can take that.
Albert Justice.
Your address?
30478 Cypress Lane, Laurel.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. The floor is yours.
I'm sorry.
The floor is yours.
Okay, we are here representing ourselves, and we come before you with our request. You may have a copy of it. We have reached the ages of nearing 80, and we live on a limited income. When an incident last fall resulted in Nelson sustaining an L5 compression fracture that required back surgery and months of physical rehab, we realized that we needed to make plans for the next phase of our lives. We knew we could not afford a retirement community or a nursing home, so we are asking permission to allow us to convert an existing building on our property into a one-bedroom apartment. Our son and daughter-in-law are soon to be empty nesters, and we're allowing them to move into our home. This option affords all of us the opportunity to be close to care for each other, and we sincerely hope that you will grant us a permit to do this conversion on our five-acre property situated on said location.
Does that complete your presentation?
I'm sorry.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Are there any questions from the board?
Is the building you're talking about, there's a map here, and I think one of them says shop. It looks like it's off from the residence. Is that the building you're talking about?
No, it's another building that we have.
Okay.
It's actually an equipment shed at the moment. It was a barn, and it's now an equipment shed.
Can you describe where that shed is on your lot?
Yes, that shed, you see the shed. It's about, how many feet would you say from the shed? That?
About 50 feet from the shed.
In which direction?
It would be
east.
Mm-hmm.
East, okay.
I can actually show you this picture if you would like to see this.
Yes, ma'am. If anything you would like to submit, you can give it to Mr. Phillips there at the end. He'll get that into the record.
Perfect. Thank you.
Just from the variance request, I guess the apartment would be a little less than 500 square feet of
It's going to be 1160. It's more than the 800.
Oh, it's more than 800?
Yes, it's more than the 800, and that's why we've had to come before you.
Okay.
Yeah, just for the board's edification, we used to get these types of applications a lot where folks would apply for a special use exception for garage studio apartment. Occasionally, we would also receive variance requests when the apartment exceeded 800 square feet. There was a change of the code that allowed those types of special use exceptions to go administratively to the office. In this case, however, because this apartment is larger than the 800 square feet, it does require board's approval both of the special use and the variance.
The existing shed we're talking about is 30 by 32.
Ma'am, so I'm looking at, I see in the packet the survey of your lot, 5.3 acres, and I see the shop. And then I have the septic design here with the site plan for the septic design with existing pole building and shed. It says, calls it a shed. Is the shed the same thing that's called a shop on your?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the pole building is what we want to turn into the.
The pole building is what you're going to turn into your apartment?
Yes, will be turned into the apartment.
Have you spoken to any of your neighbors about this?
Yes, actually, yes.
And how was the reaction?
They have no problem at all. Because where we're situated, they can't even see our property or our home.
Do you have an approximation of where the where you will be? So what I'm understanding is your children or son and daughter-in-law, however that works, they're going to move into your home and you're going to move into this?
Yes,
what I'm understanding.
Exactly.
And this is an existing building that you're going to turn into an apartment.
Exactly. It's an equipment shed that's going to be turned into a one-bedroom apartment.
So how far away from that? I'm assuming that picture, where's that closest house? About approximately, is it over 1,000 feet from where that shed will be? Is it?
John, if you want to step, excuse me, our son's here. If he wants to step up here and help us.
If you would, please be, you're going to have to be sworn in.
They've got it from an aerial view, John, and you're familiar with that.
We're at the square ends. We can go for it. Please state your name and address for the record.
John William Justice, 34095 North Heron Drive, Lewis, Delaware. I'm their son.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, on your picture, the main house is where you see the 3407, 30478. Okay, if you go, can I move this arrow? If you go up, you'll see the driveway to, I guess, to the north of it if you're looking at the page. Right about, move your arrow to the, nope, that's, move your arrow to the left. Go straight up to the right just a little bit. That's a building right there. Another building is to your left just a little bit. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, that's, okay, yep, this building here, let me get my bearings right here. This building here is, well, it used to be a horse barn to have horses, okay? That's what they wish to make an apartment out of. It will not change any footprint. It's just where it's a single story. They're going to make that into one big room and a bathroom. And to the left, you'll see a little bit of a shop corner. It's kind of hidden by a tree. That's the shop. So, and then the main house is right there. So it's maybe, I'm guessing about maybe 25 yards total distance, and it's where that's already been built, if that helps you.
How about neighboring homes? That's what I was.
Okay, you scroll out. Okay, right at the end of Cypress Lane, the closest one is where it says 1.3 acres there. You can't even see through that. You can't even see their house even in the wintertime. It's so thick in there. So it's covered up. And they talked to all the neighbors. It's a really close community in there. So there hasn't been any. They've had horses, and then they got rid of them a while back. And there's been no problem. It's actually very private. When you go through the cul-de-sac, you can see the one driveway through the open area, and they also have another driveway that goes, so it makes like a horseshoe shape, but you can't see it because it's hidden by the trees. So imagine if you go straight through, you'll see a little bit of dirt lane through that open grass area, goes straight, and another one bears off to the left. Right where the cul-de-sac is, that yellow, that's the property line. You can kind of see both lines there, and it comes back around. So it's pretty much hidden. It's on the farthest side of the property, away from the neighbors.
But it is a close-knit community. It's Old Church Landing. There's only 50 lots in there. I serve on the Old Church Landing Board. There's not a problem with any of the neighbors.
Do you need board approval? Do you need board approval for this?
No, because it's existing.
Okay. And the ultimate plan is as they get older, he broke his back. Not as young as he used to be, thought as what it says, your mind's doing things your body can't. He fractured his spine. He's got 5 acres. It's a lot of woods. It's a lot of upkeep to keep it nice. That's where I step in. They took care of me, and it's a privilege to take care of your parents, and I hope that'll work out to be able to get there to do that. My wife and I, our kids are up and employed and in college.
Any further questions from the board?
Ma'am, I want to go over your floor plan a little bit that you submitted here. So it looks like the existing pole building is about 30 feet by 32 feet. Is that
30 right? By 32.
So the porch and the carport, you have what looks like a front porch, a car porch, and a rear porch that you're going to be adding on?
Actually, the lean-tos are going to be turned into the porches. We already have the existing lean-tos.
The lean-tos are already there?
Yes.
The carport, is that new or is that there?
That will be just, no, that's not existing now. Okay. That would be.
And then the sun porch, is that new or existing?
That's part of the lean-to. That's going to be closed in.
But it's not going to be a finished living area? The sun porch. Okay, good. So then the 30 by the 32 is where you get your 1130 square feet.
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have a blueprint if you want that.
We have the floor plan right here that I'm looking
at. Oh, okay.
So, okay.
Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Have you checked to make sure you have adequate septic for this?
We actually have a septic proposal, and that'll be separate, of course, just for the apartment.
And we have a dedicated parking space for the occupants of the apartment.
We can kind of park outside. You know, there's a lot of room. You can kind of park wherever you need to.
It's one of the code requirements.
Yes, they'll have a certain area, absolutely, right beside it, underneath the carport.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann Rapport. I'm calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12643 for Mr. and Mrs. Justice seeking a special use exception for the garage studio apartment and the variance for the maximum square footage for the garage studio. I feel like this will have no impact or no detrimental impact to the neighborhood and no adverse effect.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too, for those reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12643 has been approved.
Can we say thank you to you all, please? Thank you.
Are we good? Is there, we,
good evening.
Okay, thank you all very much.
You're free to go.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.